Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Christian Harris has not practiced. Let's get the quick Christian Harris update out of the way. Hey, D'Amico, how's Christian Harris doing?
Yeah, Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for a training camp.
Okay, all right.
Yay! Yes, I've never heard a positive report about Christian Harris that hasn't turned out for the better. Okay, you know what? This is what I'm interested in. I feel like there are a lot of people, at least, 38% or whatever, according to your poll,
yep,
that think it's dumb that we're concerned at all about C.J. Stroud missing time right now and that the organization declined to answer whether or not he'd had surgery.
To be clear, they're not concerned. I don't know how many of them think that we're dumb for not being concerned.
They said that. That was in there. They were like, you're a dummy. Especially
some of them
you,
did.
Seth.
Some yes. of them did. Yeah.
Dummies. Don't okay. you know? Nothing bad ever happens after something bad happens initially.
So yeah. I interrupted you. So what your point with the 39% is?
So, okay, like what percentage of people, I wonder, because some people seem to be dead set focused on acting like, no, you should never worry about anything minor at all.
Right.
How do they feel about Christian Harris, who we were hearing similar things, and people were saying early in camp. Last year, I was saying, I'm not going to panic about Christian Harris if it's just soft tissue at the beginning of camp. And then it went, and it went, and it went.
14 weeks?
It went. He didn't play his first football until December.
Yep.
And then he looked good initially, and then didn't look so good, and then barely played at all.
He went away from him at the end. Yeah. He didn't put him out
there. So then you wonder, like, all right, this was clearly a bigger deal than I was worried about at the beginning. And now that he's not out there, after what started back in late July as a minor soft tissue injury, he's not out there during OTAs. Are the people who are so committed to acting like, no, there's nothing to worry about whatsoever, that your quarterback has a mysterious shoulder injury, are they also feeling that way about Christian Harris?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because I feel like for the purposes of consistency, you might as well be.
Yeah, text in. 713-572-4610. Now, there were some...
The other part, so with Christian Harris, yeah. Sean, the biggest thing with me with him is I do feel people have like moved away from him emotionally very quickly, mm-hmm, and forgotten that he had a really promising second half of the 2023 season.
Very, yes.
And I worry that some people are a little too confident in the progress of Henry Toa-Toa, because he did. Henry Toa-Toa made a lot of progress. I still think athletically, Christian Harris has more potential to be good in coverage. And that's where, and it doesn't have to be an either or thing. It's just in terms of the options you have, can Christian Harris take a step forward and develop as a coverage linebacker? That would be something the Texans really don't have right now. And he wasn't great in coverage. Even as well as he played in the second half of 2023, he still had some work to do. That's where I feel, I don't know what to think. I told Sean Bajani yesterday that it felt, Christian Harris psychologically to me feels like I had lost my Bitcoin password. And I know that there's, but I don't remember how many bitcoins I had. Yeah, like I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. I know it's worth something, but I can't find the password.
Yeah.
And I just got to try to not think about it right now.
Oh, man. I love that. All right. So so that's Christian Harris. We've talked plenty about CJ Stroud today. There were some, I thought, encouraging things or things that I really liked hearing from D'Amico Ryans yesterday. This is D'Amico Ryans asked about the shifting culture, the culture change, how the offensive line is doing with new coaching and a lot of new faces.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovitz, his instant impact on those guys, you can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills, and to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys, and they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for, and we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
Real quick, I want to get into some of what he said there, Seth, about just the optics of how the team, how that position group is moving and working together and acting together in camp. Play the very beginning of that, Ben.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole.
Yeah.
The fact that it's drastically changing means that it needed a change in the first place.
Yeah, you know, drastically changing.
Yeah,
it's drastically changing.
So let's not get too wrapped up in we traded Laremy Tunsil because we couldn't pay Laremy Tunsil. You know, that kind of thing. Like, oh, you know, you can only pay so many people, which is 100% true. But as you've made the point many times, Seth, left tackle is a position where if you're trying to kind of power ranking the positions where you go out of your way to keep a guy, left tackle is one of those positions. So the mere fact that they had a room where the attitude needed changing, you know, that it's drastically changed means it's coming from a place that required that sort of change.
It was right.
I choose to believe that was that maybe Albert Breer wasn't that far off when he said toxic in the offensive line room. Maybe we have different semantics and definitions of what toxic is, but it had to be negative if we're talking about a drastic mindset change.
Well, honestly, there was an element to the offensive line where it felt like a lot of guys, including Laremy Tunsil, were kind of independent operators, that they just weren't as concerned with working in conjunction with everybody else, which is the A number one primo thing that you need out of good offensive line groups, is to be a group, to be you want to be like a SEAL team, the worst looking SEAL team ever. Send these guys off into the desert with their 350 pounds each. Yeah,
definitely going to be speaking a different language in a few years. Yes.
Yeah. So
we're screwed.
There's another part of it though too, where I like that. I think compared to Slowik, Nick Caley just has much more of a blue-collar feel to him. And Nick Caley, because he's a tight ends coach, has been a part of really getting into the nuts and bolts of run blocking and the pass protection and coaching the players. And the position coaches tend to understand. Sometimes coordinators will ask their players to do things where one of the veterans needs to step up and be like, bro, you got to understand, this is really hard for me to actually do this. And the position coaches that have had to been through it and try to, you know, implement whatever the whiteboard warrior is putting out there, it's good to have real world experience. And one of our listeners had pointed out long ago, before it really registered consciously with me, is that Slowik had never been a position coach before. It's almost like, it's like hiring an economics professor to come run your to run your restaurant or something. It's like, okay, he's got a lot of real world knowledge, but he's never actually managed employees before. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference between just actually physically coaching guys.
You bet.
So that's what I hope for. And then I also just the image of those guys moving around as a group, waiting for another one and everything. I just feel like maybe you get more of a classic O-line mentality too, where you're more likely to find these guys all out together at a bar on Thursday night than planning their trip to Fashion Week in Paris.
Yeah,
it's just like, hey, how tight is your offensive line? Oh, it's pretty tight. You know, three of them got together to go to Fashion Week. And then two of them took a vacation to Tahiti during the bye week. It was, they like each other a lot.
Somebody tweeted a pictures of Andrews, the guy who's been running at with the ones at center for the Texans, posted a picture of him. And, you know, he's got a beard. He's a big, heavy dude. And I just retweeted. I said, low Coachella factor here. Very low Coachella factor.
Coachella. I just don't know. I got to start following these guys on Instagram more just so I can get tweaked by various things.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, let's play one more from D'Amico. This is D'Amico talking about, he mentions a couple of the rookies in here. This got me excited because of the comp he made with a couple of rookies in this class to a couple of rookies from last year.
For our entire process throughout the OTAs, for me, the mini camp doesn't change anything. Like, it's still the same process. Can you see continued growth from the guys? And it just reminds me of last year, like some rookies, like Kamari and Kalen, watching them last year in these settings, watching how they competed, watching how they just, their impact showed instantly. They showed up, they were making plays, and you see how those guys performed throughout the season. So I think we have a similar situation this year with some of the rookie wide receivers and Noel and Higgins, just seeing their immediate impact on our offense, the plays that they're making, like seeing the way they work, the way they compete. I'm hoping that translates to the season as well. Similar to Kamari and Kalen, I think Jalen and Jaden are two guys who can really help us out this year.
I feel better about this based on previous experience, and it's that D'Amico has not shied away from complimenting rookies, even in OTAs or minicamp or training camp before the rubber hits the road. He's the exact opposite of Bill O'Brien when it comes to expecting the most out of rookies. And last year, I still had a little bit of it. Man, they were talking so highly about Kamari Lassiter and really just putting him out there with the ones and everything. And the old crusty veteran in me was kind of like, these guys haven't done anything. They got to earn it. I think D'Amico doesn't waste time with that sentiment. And if guys impress him and they're doing a lot of the NFL type things, they understand coverages, they understand formations, they understand personnel groupings, then he can see, okay, this guy might be ready to play already. So for him to mention both Higgins and Noel in that respect, I feel good about them. Not just the highlights from OTAs, but they must be doing a lot more that's not as apparent to the visible eye.
Well, and in the very same press conference, he was asked about Ariante Ursary and was a little more guarded in his praise for Ursary, I thought. Yeah. You know, he's like, he's getting better, and you know, like, so I don't think D'Amico's a guy who just throws that praise around.
That's a great point. Yeah. And especially, and it doesn't mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that Ariante Ursary isn't as advanced. It's that you can't tell much from OTA with no pads on. There's a, you can tell some things, but in terms of the actual competitiveness of it, it's a whole different sport for the offensive and defensive line once you put the pads on.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, find out what they got going on. We'll start to look ahead. We got another big Astros game tonight. We've also got we talked earlier about this Pablo Torre, Bill Simmons sit-down that they did about the Belichick story with Jordan Hudson. John McClain just tweeted one of the quotes from that podcast yesterday that I thought was very, very interesting. And we just passed a key date, by the way, in the whole Belichick saga that we need to point out.
Yeah.
We'll get to that as well in the final segment coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.